Welcome to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid Ahmed.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Early today, I was recording some audio updates, to the morning podcast, but unfortunately, there were some issues with uploading the audio that was recorded, and when it finally did upload, it was duplicates of the same audio over and over with different names. And I was a little annoyed, so that episode was only 5.5 minutes, including the updates, the intro, outro, etc. I wanted to talk about Anchor app update. Anchor recently updated their app for the iPhone and iOS devices. Now we can trim, split, and edit audio on our iPhones. This is major, guys. This is so major because this ability was available already on the iPad, but it was not available on the iPhone. Now that they've enabled it, I am totally psyched, and I can do edits on my phone of audio that I recorded on the iPad. So yeah, totally psyched. Thank you guys for listening and following my updates. Is that it for the update today? Not really. I want to talk about some other things. Let's see what they're going to be. Stick around and I'll be right back. Just wanted to talk about gratefulness and gratitude and how being grateful is one of the emotions that you want to be, that you want to keep very close to yourself. Living in a world full of people and things that we own and environments that we get to experience, you have to think, right, how many people did it take for you to get to where you are? There's a lot of people involved for us to be where we are. And being grateful to this fact, to this realization, is something that I take very seriously and very dear to my heart. Without my parents, I would not be where I am. Without my dad moving to Saudi Arabia and providing better options for our family, would not have enabled me to go through the studies and the schooling that I was able to go to if he had not moved out to Saudi and then bring us over to Saudi. So I'm grateful for all of those experiences, all the people that helped me get through where I am, and then coming to the United States a few decades ago, and all the people, all the family members that helped me get to learn my surroundings and succeed in my goals of going to school and going to college and then getting that first job and learning through those jobs. So I cannot ask for more. But am extremely grateful to every single one of them. Without their belief in me, without their support, I would not be where I am today. So I am extremely thankful, and that's something I want to relate to you is that, you know, be thankful, be grateful of where you are in life. You might think that you are lost. You might think that you've already lost, or you might think that you're stuck in a place where you cannot move. But if you think about it, that is our closed mindset that is keeping us stuck in the place that we are stuck in. But if you open your mind, there's so many options that we have to enrich our lives. So never lose sight of that. Be who you are and, you know, get through the hustle and get out there what you're passionate about. That's what I'm doing with posting these little tidbits of information, blog posts or podcasts and whatnot. It's just my way of getting things off my chest and talking about my passions for hobbies and coming up with fascinating hacks. Right now, the project that I've started and I will finish by next week is building this LED panel. I do need to get a dimmer so I can dim the bright LED lights. And it will complete for this project and then be able to mount this panel on a light stand. Now that will make for a great light. I currently have a couple of lights that can control the light color, change from 2500K all the way up to 6000K and increase or decrease the intensity. So yeah, that's something I plan on finishing next week. In the meantime, I've got to edit the video shoot I did last Sunday. And I need to put together the clips so that way I can hand it over to the education side, and then he can start using these video clips to educate the users visiting the site. Wanted to talk about the power of stories. Now, I've been talking about how I've got this panel discussion coming up tomorrow at the LinkedIn Local Nova at Make Offices in Reston, and I'll be talking about a few points on smartphone, mobile phone videography. And yesterday, I wanted to essentially do a talk in front of the Toastmasters group, but unfortunately, I was not able to do that. But fortunately, my wife asked me to tell us the story. Tell us what you're going to talk about. And my son kept asking, why are you going to talk about this stuff? So anyhow, I started with a story. And I went into the reasons behind what's going on and why you're doing certain things. And it was a nice and engaging story, and I talk about the different tech and different tips being used and why you need to do it in a certain way. And just today I saw a video talking about stories and the importance of stories and how human beings love storytelling and stories, and we are automatically tuned into when we listen to a story. Dave Carroll has an excellent story, and he had 5 points that he mentioned. And what's amazing about stories is that if you've ever read the Bible, or if you read the Quran, or if you read any of the books that God sent down, the Creator sent down to us, there's a ton of stories. I mean, it's not a surprise, right? Because if God is telling us stories so we can take lessons from them, it's automatic that it's stories that humans love. I mean, and he's the creator, so he knows exactly how to get in our heads, right? So if he's telling us stories into changing the way we behave and changing to be a better person, It's all through stories in the Quran, in the Bible. These are all stories and make us a better person. So that is why stories become so engaging. In fact, stories are so powerful that when you listen to a story and connect to it emotionally, it creates a physiological change in your body as well as a psychological change that sets you in the mood that the story is setting you into. And a lot of the things about storytelling were also mentioned in Malcolm Gladwell's masterclass, as well as the masterclass by Steve Martin, as well as James Patterson. And these people are story writers. They're creating stories in their books. They're writing these stories. So stories are extremely powerful in how to get the message across. And you see now with brand advertising, there's a lot of stories involved. They create such dramatic stories in 30 seconds. They have to create such dramatic stories that will make you go and buy this thing or that thing or emotionally connect with you. And they've gotten so good at it because the human mind is so powerful that it can create these emotions and create these powerful things. It's amazing. So go tell your story. Come tell me your story. What is your story? I would love to hear. I would love to talk to you on this podcast. I am absolutely amazed by stories and by the power that they give you and the attention they bring to you. Thanks for listening. This is Junaid signing off here on Hacks and Hobbies. Till tomorrow, thank you for listening.